Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Peter King lit the fuse on a rumor that we haven't talked much about, but here we go. It's Jacksonville sending a first and a fourth to Detroit for Matthew Stafford. We have discussed on a number of occasions the feasibility of trading Matthew Stafford and how incredibly unlikely it is given the cap hit. The NFL salary cap is a complicated beast, and it's something that, you know, we cover, 7 teams regularly here, so it's 8 teams regularly here. It's really difficult to zero in on some of the minutiae of the rules, but I've spent a lot of time, and I thought it was a $40 million cap hit, and apparently it's not quite 40. It is a $30 million cap hit, according to Dave Burkett, who is the Free Press beat writer who covers the Detroit Lions in the NFL. And he went out and he found a guru to talk to him about it. And it would chew up $30 million of their cap space. And next year, according to SpotTrack, they have $41 million in cap space. And so they could do it. They could do it. But everybody who covers the game says this is why it won't happen. But if you're in a rebuild mode, if you're trading Matthew Stafford, you're rebuilding, right?
100%.
Yeah. So do you really care about the cap space? I mean, it sucks, but it's not as punitive if you're trying to build a winner next year.
No, because the thing, it's punitive to you, picture the Lions without Matthew Stafford right now. If they were to go in next season without Stafford and go with Matt Castle at quarterback, is that team going to win 5 games?
No.
Probably not.
No.
They're going to be drafting.
They might not win 5 with him.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they may have one of the top 3 picks in the draft if you trade away Stafford. And if you don't have the cap space after you've traded him for the 1 year, oh, well, that just means you can't go out and try to improve the team for the first year that you don't have Stafford. The upside of trading him, A, you'd get the first round pick from another team and other picks, presumably. 2, your team would be decimated for at least the 1 year, so you're going to be
decimated.
Yes,
I think decimated high again.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You're going to be picking. You're getting a pick from a team, and you're getting your own pick, which is probably going to be one of the top 3 picks in the draft.
It would be a full-on organizational reboot, and yet everybody who covers the team and everybody when they announce says it can't happen. It can't happen because of the $30 million cap hit. And sure, I'm like, well, wait a sec. They can afford a $30 million cap hit. They've got the cap space where, and the reason it's a cap hit, so people understand, is your signing bonus. When you sign a player, let's say Stafford signed and I'm going to do nice round numbers, $100 million contract with a $50 million signing bonus over 5 years.
Okay.
So the $50 million signing bonus means you get $50 million cash right away.
The player does.
The player does. Then the other $50 million on the $100 million contract is doled out $10 million per year. Right? Makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
So then over the course of 5 years, instead of the first year, it's a $60 million cap hit, the signing bonus plus the annual,
mm-hmm.
The cap hit is dispersed over the course of the contract evenly.
They spread the bonus out evenly.
So while Stafford would get $60 million in year one, and then $10 million in year two, $10 million in year three, $10 million in year four, $10 million in year five, the cap hit each year would be the $50 million of signing bonus, $10 million per year over 5 years. So your cap hit would be $20 million a year. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I'm trying to make it so even I can understand it. Maybe I should say you, because you're not going to.
Well, I was just going to say, even I can understand.
Yes. So if you trade Stafford here with 4 years remaining, the acceleration on the cap is immense. When you trade a player, all that's left on the signing bonus gets accelerated to that year.
The signing bonus is spread out. You've already paid it in actual money.
Yes.
However,
signing
for cap
bonus,
hit purposes,
the remainder that you owe him for the cap Not that you actually owe him, but the cap hit that was spread out over the 5 years gets accelerated. I hope I did a decent job with that. But so if you trade Stafford, immediately it costs you $30 million in cap space.
Yeah, for the 1 year.
Yep. So you're going to—it's—
The other good news is, though, as soon as it's done, the following year, you're free and clear.
You're free and clear. And you'll be drafting very high in the following draft.
Right, Tua.
Yep. Yeah.
What?
Well, I think it's attractive. I mean, I think I think this is a scenario, and here's why. Now, I'm not. I haven't given up on Stafford. Okay, let me make that clear.
I have.
I know, but this trade is one that takes us to a full break it down and build it back up, which. The Lions, I mean, you may as well try it because I feel like they've never really done this. And they would pretty much be guaranteed three incredibly high draft picks over the next 2 years. And in the way it works in the NFL in this day and age, those cheap first contract players are guys that you got to get the picks right and you build your team around them and you supplement it with high-priced free agents. And I mean, it's the Kansas City plan. What is it? Kansas City's four best players, three of them are on their first contract. Rams, Gurley, and Goff, first contract. So, and they supplement it with Ndamukong Suh.
And yeah, Aaron Donald that they just gave their big contract to.
248-539-9797. But I mean, and yet everybody in the game says, can't do it. $39 cap hit, can't do it.
I think you can absolutely do it. And I think there are big benefits to doing it. You just have to say to yourself, are we done with Stafford or not? Is this the move you're going to make? Because if you're done with him or you think that you can't win with him, you may as well do it. Because the turnarounds, the rebuilds in the NFL, they don't take 7 years like they do in Major League Baseball. They don't take the 7 years that it would take in the NHL. They take a couple of seasons, maybe, depending on the guy that you get to be your next franchise quarterback. And with the thought of the guys that are available at the quarterback position that could come out, not in this upcoming draft, but in the 2020 draft, when you could have Tua, you could have perhaps Haskins is going to stick around another year at Ohio State. If he sticks around another year at Ohio State, you could have a chance at Haskins too.
He's coming out.
I don't know if he's coming out.
He's coming out. Damn it, Gator, he's coming out.
I don't know if he's – I mean, he's a sophomore. He's a redshirt sophomore. So, I mean, he could go back for another year. Maybe he wants to play for a national championship. If Ohio State doesn't get in there, maybe that's what he wants. But point is, at least you have Tua.
248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone calls in reaction to this. I mean, I feel almost guilty talking about it because the people in the game say, you can't do it. Nobody does that. Why not?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.